Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
I've heard that there's a house that has some bodies in the basement.
Somebody told you that Shakaya was a victim of human trafficking?
And come to find out, this is like it exploded into this huge thing.
I just knew something was wrong.
Police say 33-year-old Jared Bridegan was shot dead.
I kept calling his phone during the drive.
Gunned down in front of his 2-year-old daughter. It's a murder that stunned Jacks Beach neighbors.
His murder has attracted national attention, with investigators saying he was targeted.
Eventually, a police officer answered and told me to come to the police station.
Justice is something that takes different shapes or forms.
If you know something, heard something, please, it's never too late to do the right thing.
So I'm Deanna Thompson, aka Body Movin'.
And I'm John Green. For about a decade, Deanna and I spent a lot of time on the internet, especially in the underbelly of the internet, trying to identify and get animal abusers arrested.
We spent countless hours scouring the dark web, helping catch predators. We spent over a year and a half trying to get law enforcement to take us seriously about a man that was killing cats online, and he was threatening to move on to kill humans, and that was Luca Magnotta.
Yeah, you might have heard about the Netflix special called Don't Fuck with Cats.
That's us. Well, now we're turning our online investigative skills to some of the most unexplained, unsolved, and just ignored cases. This is True Crimes,
a production of iHeartRadio and KT Studios.
This episode was recorded on September 10th, 2023, 5 weeks after the arrest of Jared's ex-wife, Shanna Gardner Fernandez. In this episode, John Green and I are joined by Kirsten Bridegan to discuss the arrest, the upcoming hearing, and more importantly, how Kirsten and her family are doing following all these events. So here we are now. We know Mario was arrested, and he's got some sort of a hearing on Tuesday, right? And then the new news is that Shanna Gardner Fernandez has been arrested. She's currently in Washington, and I'm assuming that there'll be some sort of extradition hearing, which I believe she is not fighting to come to Florida to get arraigned in Florida. Now, I did look for a probable cause affidavit, and there has not been one released yet. I'm assuming they have to wait for her to get into the state of Florida to present that, because that's when it will become court record, you know. But I wasn't able to find anything. I have been looking because I really want to read that. But how are you feeling?
I mean, today I'm good. It is the weirdest thing. We knew a little bit in advance that she would be into custody. You know, we were waiting around that morning at the courthouse for news. So even just that morning and since then, it's just been all of the emotions. It's been, happiness isn't the right word, but I think it's like a finally, like we got here. We've been waiting for this. Like this is the final big piece of the puzzle. So a little bit celebratory, to be honest, but also a lot of just sadness. I think a lot of that is, you know, reliving everything and like realizing like, yep, this is what happened. Like his life was taken for some ridiculous reasons by some very evil people, and realizing what that means for Liam and Abby. They already lost their dad. They lost contact with us. And now they're losing their mom because of the decisions that she had made. So it's just all over the place. And even since then, it's been just waves of emotion. And I'm hoping that that'll start to even out. But it's just, it's been a ride. Really crazy emotional ride.
I think that was our first thoughts too, were Liam and Abby. And I mean, this is devastating for them. And I just can't imagine how confused they must be. And like, they need family, you know, and I hope that you guys can, you know, make arrangements to make that, you know, because they're going to need their sisters, you know, throughout their life. I mean, this is forever, you know, and now that they've lost their mom, I mean, she's still alive, but, you know, all intents and purposes, they've lost their mom. And I don't even know if they know what's going on, but eventually they're going to need, you know, the positive influence of your family in their lives. And I hope that comes to fruition sooner rather than later. I hope that they don't have to wait for Shayna to get convicted for, you know, some sort of visitation to occur.
Well, we've kind of touched on this in speaking with you before about the Merkel Act and how this can only apply to this case. The spouse, Shayna, is taken into custody. So we're at that point now, right?
Well, she has to be convicted, I believe.
I have consulted with 3 separate family law attorneys just to make sure I was getting, you know, the right information. And that is, one of them didn't even know about the act, which surprised me.
Well, it's so new, right?
Yeah, it's within the last year. So, and one of them said it's not a new law. It's an update to an existing law. So a lot of them just apparently aren't aware that there is an update. But yeah, it's upon conviction, then that update applies. But again, it doesn't give me any rights. It gives grandparents rights. So while that is something that we could work towards, it doesn't help the fact that me and their sisters are not allowed to communicate with them. Obviously, if Jared's parents get granted visitation rights, then they could choose that we could be part of that, which would be a door.
Right.
But otherwise, I've been told I have 0 rights to it. Siblings, unfortunately, don't have rights to it. So I'm actually considering pushing forward a law in Florida to give siblings, even half siblings, rights to communicate with each other in situations like this, because that's absolutely...
Well, I think that would be... it's crazy to me that siblings don't have rights to their own siblings. It's insane to me.
Especially, it's like, okay, this isn't like 2 parents decided to move forward and they're each taking their own kids from previous relationships. They're half-blood siblings who lived with each other 50% of their lives, and one parent allegedly murdered the other, and that's the only reason they are no longer together. So like, that should be a special circumstance that is considered by law.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Do you know when Shayna will be extradited to Florida?
So she has a hearing, I believe it's on the 14th or the 16th in Washington.
Yeah, Friday, I think.
Yeah, I have been told that that's kind of irrelevant. Like, what, she is fighting extradition. So,
oh, she is. I read that wrong then.
Yeah, so what she enacted was habeas corpus, which basically means like produce the evidence. So, but I've been told that doesn't really matter, because what they're doing now is Governor DeSantis in Florida is signing an order saying this is Shayna Gardner, the Shayna Gardner that we need to prosecute here in Florida. He signs this governor's order. It gets sent to Governor Inslee in Washington State. That governor signs it, and then she's shipped over. So it's kind of a game they're playing. I've been told it's not going to result in anything. She's just delaying.
Hmm.
Well, it's good.
I was wondering, did you watch the arrest?
I did watch the arrest footage.
The body cam footage?
Yeah. What was kind of going through your mind while you were watching that?
I was like, this is the strangest.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how I expect anybody to behave, especially if they're innocent, when they're being arrested, especially arrested in front of their children. The fact that she was so calm and just like, da, da, da. Like if someone came to arrest me, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? I'm innocent. I need a lawyer. Like, you cannot do this. Like, don't take me. I need to be with my kids. I'd be trying to talk to my children. Like, I love you. Everything's going to be okay. I'll be back. There was none of that in that footage. It was like, oh, there's some Instagram orders, Abby, and help me find my pants. I was like, what?
And who's going to take care of my dogs? Like, it was very creepy.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's, so if you are innocent, that's not how I expect you to react. And if you're guilty, like, that's the last thing you want to say to your kids, possibly ever in person. Like, hey, there's Instagram orders. Like, that, the whole thing was just so chilling to me. It's like, whoa.
I have a feeling she just is like so used to kind of getting her way with life that she's just like, eh, this is just a temporary thing. It's not going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk my way out of, you know, I just feel like she just is still not taking responsibility even in her own mind for what's gone down.
That's the way it comes off. So what we're referring to is when the Washington law enforcement goes to her house to take her into custody, she is very nonchalant, no big deal, acting like this is a normal occurrence to happen to her. Luckily, the officers are wearing body cam footage that's been released for the public to see. And it is not the response you would expect from somebody, I think. And it does come off very creepy and sociopath and not taking in, understanding what's fully going on. You're being taken into custody to be brought back to the state you used to live in, to be held accountable for the death of your ex-husband. Normal people don't act that way. Not at all. It is very creepy to watch.
Well, and it just broke my heart further for Liam and Abby, like that was, one, they witnessed it, but two, that their mom wasn't focused on them and like making sure they're okay and saying that she loves them. Like that, I just felt so heartbroken for them.
So do you know where they are right now? If that's something we can ask.
Yeah. So I believe they are still in Washington State. In fact, I know they're in Washington State with her mom. So Shanna's mom, Shelley Gardner. And I have heard that some of Shanna's sisters are on rotation on who is coming out to be with them as well. So they're still in Washington.
Let's stop here for a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So you often hear the phrase that the wheels of justice move slow. This incident happened in February of 2022. Mm-hmm. Police did an extensive investigation. Finally, somebody, a person of interest, is arrested in January of 2023, 11 months later. Then in March of 2023, Mario Fernandez is arrested, who just happens to be married to Shauna Gardner now. And now here we are in September, and now she's taken into custody. What, if you wouldn't mind sharing, what's it like going through that whole process? It's got to be like, what's taking so long? What's it like for you?
Yeah, you know, so that night I was pretty damn sure that I knew who had done it once I learned the circumstances of how he died. So when you feel that strongly about something, every day feels like an eternity waiting for law enforcement to catch up with what you already know. Like, I get they have a job to do. They had to look into me. They had to look into siblings. I'm sure everybody around Jared, they had to look into. I get it. But it seems like an eternity while you wait for them to get to the truth. And then when we are informed of the first arrest, a man I had never heard of, obviously it's like, okay, probably a hired person if what I believe is true. But like, okay, you got him, so now get the other ones. But it takes longer and they have to build their case and keep looking for evidence. So it's excruciating. And part of you feels like your life's just frozen in time. Like you can't move forward mentally, spiritually, physically. Like you just feel frozen. But then on the other half, I'm a mom. I have to move forward. I have to be there for the girls, and like they're growing, they're learning, and that part of life doesn't slow down. So it's a really weird position to be in where you half feel stuck in that night and then your other foot is being dragged through reality and you have to try to catch up. And sometimes it still feels surreal. Like I still think I'm gonna get a text or a call from Jared and he's gonna come home. The kids are gonna come home. But that's not gonna happen. And you just have to remind yourself about that.
Yeah.
And what are you doing to kind of keep everything together, like especially considering that now that Shin has been arrested, this is kind of just the beginning, right? Like this is going to take at least another year.
Yeah, I honestly expected to feel different like after she was arrested. And I think I do a little bit, like there's a little sense of, great, we closed a chapter, a horrific chapter, but now it's like there's a lot more coming. And it can take years. And we were told that after her arrest, that this could be years of waiting in court and all of that, especially if she's doing what it looks like she's going to do and drag her feet every step of the way. So I'm just trying to find outlets. You know, like Friday when we were going to talk, it was a bad day for me. I went to a gym. I actually went to a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class because I just felt like I needed to get some out. And I think I'm gonna keep doing that because I cannot tell how good that felt.
Yeah,
like even if
it's healthy.
Yeah, and so I think this now is the time where I prioritize me because I've been put on hold. Like I've been trying to prioritize the kids, prioritize the case, putting Jared's memory out there, and I'm still gonna do those things. But I also need to take care of myself, or I'm gonna run out of gas before we're at the end of this. So that's kind of where my focus is shifting now, is like, how do I take care of me so that I can take care of the kids and everything else that's coming down the road for the long term?
Yeah, because like you do have a long road ahead of you, right? Like I know you already know all this, but for the viewers, there's a trial. And then if it's death penalty, there's appeal upon appeal upon appeal upon appeal. There's victim impact statements to write, you know, like her daughter, Kirsten's daughter, was in the car when Jared was shot and killed. Like there's so many different elements to this that you really have to be you are the perfect example of like a strong woman. And this is not to say that other victims of crime are not strong, but Ms. Bridegain has been rock solid throughout this whole ordeal. I don't know how you've done it, but I think she's created a foundation for a charity. And I mean, you've done so many positive things in Jared's name. I think that's probably helped you some, like with your healing and whatnot. Like, his death is never going to mean anything. I mean, it's tragic and it's terrible. It's awful, but you've given his name meaning. And I can't say enough positive about that. And it doesn't really matter, but I really admire you a lot. And you have to take, you know, when you're on an airplane, they tell you if the safety masks come down, put the mask on you first, because you have to be conscious enough to be able to put them on your children and whatnot. So that's what you really have to focus on, because you have a really long battle ahead of you, yeah. Like a really long one. And I know you're very strong. That's my whole point. I know you're super strong, but I just don't know that anybody is really prepared for like the mental gymnastics that this legal team is going to try to pull.
Yeah. And that's honestly just one of the things that makes me sick. It's like, what are they going to say? Like you just don't know what they're going to try to say. Is it Vince or to justify maybe what happened, like, and that just, oh.
Do you think they're going to flip on one another?
Yeah, that's the question. Do you think Mario is going to stand his ground and say, I'm innocent?
That's the big question on Reddit right now.
Yeah. Has Mario flipped and provided evidence that led the police to take her into custody?
Here's the thing. I don't think they're going to be offered anything. I feel in my heart of hearts, the cops have them dead to rights and there's enough evidence and they're not going to be offered. They're not going to be offered anything. I think they're going to go for the DP for both of them. I think Henry Tennant is going to spill the beans. Maybe I'm wrong. I think Henry Tennant is going to spill the beans to save his own ass. And I think Mario and Shanna, are dead to rights. I really do. At least that's my hope. I just feel in my heart of hearts, like, the wheels of justice do take long, but I feel like with anything that's being extradited, your I's have to be dotted and T's have to be crossed. Everything has to be perfect.
And just so everybody knows, Deanna is a live courtroom fanatic. She literally like will watch them while she's at work. So she knows these things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know these things, but I do a little bit. But they really have to be good. And even though Shanna is fighting extradition, it's not going to mean anything. Extradition is rarely not granted. You know what I mean? It's always granted within the continental United, well, within the United States as a whole.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any scenario in which, now, if she was in Italy, that would be a different story, because the death penalty, there are places in like the EU and whatnot that will not extradite to a death penalty state. But within the United States, it's rarely not granted. So she's going to be coming home to Florida to face justice, but it's going to be a really long road. And with the money that they've got, they're going to hire some good lawyers. They're going to try to find every mistake the cops made, every single one.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's going to be a really rough road. The next year, the next 2 years, it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stop. Her trying to run and pay and throw her little princess tiara around is not going to help her at all. It's just going to delay things. That's all it's going to do. I just don't feel like Mario or Shayna will flip on one another. She might, but I don't think Mario will.
It's hard to get into the minds.
It is hard to get into the mindset. But
yeah,
I mean, this all makes so much more sense now. Things are now more black and white, especially that route home.
Yeah. I remember the first time talking with you, Kirsten, you were telling us about your gut feeling that night and how you just knew right from the start, you knew what happened and who the people were involved. And so there must be that sense of satisfaction. Like, I knew this all along. Finally, I knew it. And now look what's happened. It must feel good for you.
Yeah. I mean, in a sense, yeah. In another sense, it's like, I wish this
never happened.
And just the reality of like, even though what I thought was right, like, the kids are still not allowed to talk to. Like, I just feel like I'm being punished for saying what I thought happened. Like, the kids are being punished because I've been so vocal. And that is heartbreaking to me. Like, I truly believe that there's some blame put on me by Shanna's relatives for the fact that she's in jail right now. And that's why the kids are not allowed to speak to us. Like, that, my gut feeling about that situation too.
That you're probably right. But that's insane that they would be so – they're punning – oh, God. I don't even know what to say to that.
I think they're probably worried that the kids would say something to you about anything that they saw going on. And that's what they're really ultimately scared of.
I thought that too, but just within like the last week or so, Shanna's mom has allowed Jared's parents to talk to the kids via FaceTime. So like she's allowing Jared's parents and Jared's sister to talk to them, but continues to ignore me. So to me, I'm like, if you were afraid of them saying something, you wouldn't just not allow them to communicate with any of the family, but you're being very at who you are not allowing to communicate. And it's me and our girls, like their sisters, which is just, that's why
she's punishing you personally. Do you think it might have anything to do with the fact that they were divorced and he remarried and had children with another woman? Do you think it has anything to do with that? Like she doesn't recognize you as like legitimate or anything like that?
I don't think so. I think there's just a level of hatred for me because of
like a personal.
Yeah, because I've been vocal and there's been a lot of heat on their family and the media, and I'm sure they blame me for all of it. And that's just my personal belief, because why allow communication with everybody else? But like the siblings that you know your grandchildren love and adore, you won't let them communicate with. Like that's just.
Right. There was a big Stamp and Up convention here in Vegas when she got arrested. And I saw the signs. I saw the signs and I was like, oh. And then literally she got arrested and I was like, oh my God. I wonder if Shelly's here. And then I went and watched the video and I was like, oh, nope. Shelly's in Washington.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There were a bunch of them running around. Crazy. Okay.
Well, hopefully the who has custody of the children is just a temporary thing right now. This is step one. You needed an arrest to happen. We've got an arrest. Now there comes everybody's due a right to have a fair trial. She's going to have a trial. Depending on the outcome of that trial, if she's found guilty, which could take years from now, if found guilty, that's when the Merkel Act kicks in. And then Jared's parents can ask for permission to see the kids, which will then hopefully give you access and your daughter and your kids to see them as well. So one step at a time. This is a big one. Next is the trial that we all know is going to probably be lengthy. And I'm glad to hear you're doing things for yourself and to take care of yourself. Does the state of Florida provide like a victim advocate or anybody to help you?
So there's a victim's advocate through the courthouse. I really don't interact with her unless we're at court. So like the sheriff's office in my home county, St. John's County, has victim advocates and they're great. I've talked to them before, but the Jacks Beach ones, I don't think they even had one. So where the crime happened, their jurisdiction, I've never been offered a victim advocate from there. So no is the short answer.
Let's stop here for another quick break.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melanin Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
How would you describe your experience working with the law enforcement on this case, on Jared's case? Has it been frustrating, good, bad? How would you?
I would say mostly positive. Obviously, it's a hard situation and I hound them, especially early on. I was hounding them every day. I was down there a lot. I was pulled in for interviews a lot. They had me look for evidence around the house for like things they wanted me to give them. So I like took carfuls of stuff over there. So it's a hard situation and I understand when they can't tell me things and why they can't tell me things. So I think me being understanding of the situation they're in and them being empathetic towards me, it's been overall positive. It's just obviously frustrating when they can't tell you everything they know when you want to know everything.
Right. And you want to know everything right now, you know?
Yeah. Like I don't want to wait, but I have to for something.
No, yeah. Of course not. Of course not. How are the girls? Are they doing good? Do they know what's going on?
Bexley does. London's just two. So she doesn't really know. Like she knows who Jared is. Like she'll see pictures and she'll say dad. But I haven't told her like, oh, he died. Like she's too young for that right now. But Bexley, obviously she was there. She knows. And with each arrest, I did tell her, you know, we have a lot of family around when that happens. Our friends all know. I'm sure she's going to hear it. So I made it a point to tell her that one of the bad guys that hurt dad got arrested. He's in jail. He's away for a long time. And she referred to that as long time out. So like she processes it in her own way. And then with Shanna's arrest, she had already referred to Shanna as the mean mom because I was honest with her. She'd say, I want to talk to Liam and Abby. And I say, I've asked. And their mom said no. So like I would say that. I would not comment any further about Shanna.
Yeah.
But I would say they said no, or they're not responding. Mm. And so she said, well, she's a mean mom. And so when I told her that she was arrested, she said, the mean mom's arrested. She's in a long time out. I said, yeah. And then she's like, well, now we can talk to Liam and Abby. And I had to kind of go over that. Well, not yet. We'll try, but still not yet. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. She has a 4-year-old understanding of what's going on.
I still can't believe she was in the car. Like, was she on date nights all the time?
Like 98% of the time.
So they knew.
Yeah.
She was going to be in the car. And that is, obviously killing Jared was absolutely wrong, but they did it with a 2-year-old in the car and they knew she would be there.
Yeah.
That's like a level of, it's just mind boggling to me that Shayna or even Mario, I mean, they knew her. How could
they knew that the kids loved her, you know, like even if you don't really care about my child yourself, you know that your children love and adore their baby sister, but you're going to be fine with giving her this lifelong trauma. Like it's
well, not only that, but they could have killed her.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have killed her.
Yeah, I can't let myself think about it too much. I just extremely angry.
But I mean, that was always a question. Like, did they know? That, I mean, was she with on date nights a lot?
Oh, like 98, 99% of the time.
90% of the time, huh? Ugh, that's even. Well, I hope that is, you know, the child charge they have is pressed. I hope that that's made abundantly clear to the jury that, you know, this was done with the knowledge that his 2-year-old daughter was in the car.
Yeah.
The twins, like half sister. Like, it's just crazy to me. So stupid.
True Crimes is executive produced by Stephanie Leidecker, Deanna Thompson, Courtney Armstrong, Jeff Shane, Andrew Arno, and me, John Green. Additional producing by Connor Powell and Gabe Castile. Editing by Jeff Twa. Music by Vanacore Music.
True Crimes is a production of iHeartRadio and KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.